My Savior forever, He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future. Is worth the living just because He lives, just because He lives, just because He lives, just because He
Folks are coming in. You feel the freedom to do that. Just let me share with you out of Psalm 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord all the earth, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know this, that the Lord, He is God. It is He who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Our Heavenly Father, the psalmist says we're to come before Your gates with thanksgiving. And Lord Jesus, we do this morning. We're to enter Your courts with praise. And Father, We praise the almighty name of God right now in this place, in our hearts and with our lips. The psalmist says, give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. His faithfulness is to all generations. Fathers, we span the generations here in this church, from those who are near 100 years of age to those in our nursery who are asleep in the cradle. Father, your faithfulness spans all the generations, and it has down through the centuries. And Father, we're so thankful to be called the people of God, to be called the sheep of his pasture. We just come before you full this morning, Lord, thanking you and praising you for being the kind of God that you are. Lord, we anticipate this service as we have anticipated this hour. And we come before you asking, Lord, do something here today that when we leave this place, not only those on the outside will say, but those of us who've been a part of it will say, God did a mighty work. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I dreamed I went to heaven, you were there with me. We walked along the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, someone called your name. You turned and saw a young man, he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. Then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. One day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Then another man stood before you. He said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took that gift. That's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each one somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes. As Jesus took your hand, you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving. I am so glad you gave.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am alive, that was changed. Thank you for giving.
Father, I just want to thank you for that little Sunday school teacher that taught me as a six-year-old, in spite of the fact that her husband didn't want her to be at church, who gave me a Bible and told me that Jesus loved me. And I pray that every Sunday school teacher here would realize how God wants to use them. Amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hymn 334. Take your hymnals, would you please? Let's stand together and sing. Hymn 334.
Thank you.
some of you. To others, I don't need to introduce Mark Alexander and his wife, Cecile. Cecile, you stand up over here. Mark and Cecile, thank you. We're glad to have you. Mark and Cecile are Southern Baptist missionaries to Argentina, where he has served for 32 years. That Southern accent really kills Argentina, doesn't it? How do you say it? How do they say
Argentina.
It? Argentina. Yeah, that's how they do it. We say Argentina down in South Carolina. But they've been there for 32 years, for as long as I've been alive, laboring for the Lord in that country. And they're not only Southern Baptist missionaries. They're out of this church. I was yesterday fascinated to learn that there were four men who were ordained into the gospel preaching mission, into the gospel preaching ministry in one night in this church under the leadership of our pastor emeritus, Reverend Hughes. And I think that is unusual. I've never heard of that before. Extremely unusual. And church, you know what? You need to pray that God will do it again. Amen. We need to be praying and expecting, anticipating that God would call some of these that are here today to go and serve Him, wherever they are willing to go and serve, wherever He wants them. Mark was to retire, and we thought he was going to retire, but he's going back for another term. And I can't pronounce the place that where he lives. He'll tell you about that. My Spanish went, you know, when my mind went. So, but he's been our missionary, not just Southern Baptist, but our missionary, this church. And I've gotten to know him just a little bit the last two times that he's been home, and just feel his heartbeat for winning people to Jesus Christ. And that is the important thing that we're to do, is to win people to Christ. And he has a heart for souls, he and his wife. She's from Corinth, Mississippi, and that's a good southern state. And in that town, a big Civil War battle was fought, and she's the Southern Belle that caught his heart. And I know that she is like my wife, and no minister can do what God's called him to do without a woman who stands there and lifts him up and encourages him. Mark, we're glad to have you. That's as good as I can end it. We love you. We support you. We pray for you. And we want you here in this pulpit anytime you can be here and in our pulpit. God bless you. We look forward to hearing you in just a moment.
If you ask for some great thing,
it is a real, real joy to be here during homecoming. I declare, listen, that's the way to get people out, have homecoming, and to see people that I haven't seen in so many years. I look out here on the congregation, I see new faces, people that I really don't know, and I see some people that I know your face, but if you ask me to say your name, I'd certainly fail. That's already happened 3 times this morning already. Somebody said, you know me, who am I? I'm afraid I'm going to fail if you ask me that. But I do recognize many faces here, many people, and it's such a joy to be back and see the people that are here this morning who have come for the homecoming and to be part of this worship. I tell you, I've already been blessed this morning through the service, the music, and the prayers, and everything that's going on right now. My heart has really been blessed with what has already taken place in this worship experience. And I've come to share about what the Lord is doing in Argentina, to bring a little bit of report to you, the people who have sent us out. And I realize that as I come back to report to the people who have sent us out, there's some people who don't even know me. I see these faces, and I say, well, you must be new. Yes, that person is new, and I see a number of those. So as I express my word of thanks to the people back home for what you mean to us through your prayers and through your giving, and as I thank you for that, let me also tell the new people a little bit of who I am. And I really identify with that song that David was singing earlier and leading the choir, that beautiful part when it was talking about one day a missionary came to our church. That happened to me. That happened to us here in this church. Doreen Hawkins, Stella Ewers, Pierce's roommate at Southwestern Seminary, came. Many of you remember that night she spoke at our church. I'd already surrendered to preach. I surrendered to preach when I was a senior in high school with the BYPU, all that young group that we had here, that all of us so involved, and a number called out to the service of the Lord, preachers and religious workers. Now, I'd been to Wake Forest. In fact, I'd already finished Wake Forest College and still thinking I was going to be a pastor after finishing seminary, back here, coming back to Virginia to be a pastor. But when Doreen Hawkins spoke that night, for the first time in my life, I identified the possibility that God could use me as a foreign missionary. Because Doreen Hawkins, when she was talking, she said something about like this: I am a woman, I am serving on the foreign mission field, and I'm doing a man's job. That sent cold shudders all over me. I'm a woman on the mission field doing a man's job. Aren't there more men out there? Isn't God calling out more men to serve on the foreign mission field? That, for the first time, got me thinking that God could possibly use me on the foreign mission field. I didn't make my decision that night. I did go on out to Southwestern Seminary really thinking and praying about foreign missions. I guess it was in the Greek class that I had another impression. My Greek professor would, from time to time, stop Greek class, and he'd say, I've got a letter from a missionary in Japan today. That missionary is having these problems. This is happening to him. And time again, we would stop studying Greek, and we start praying for the missionaries. And that Greek professor laid it on our hearts, the needs of the world, that God so loved the world. And God's vision wasn't limited. And time again on our hearts, there was that missionary vision. Well, one day, I think to finalize it, I was watching a film on the life of Dr. George W. Truett. And over in that film came the ideas of doing the will of God for your life, of surrendering your life to do God's will.